In a dystopian technological realm full of confusion and disarray, three heroes emerged with a message to the masses. The year was 2004. Googlebot struck first, scorching the SERPs. The webmasters fought back, but the battle was brutal and decisive. When the smoke cleared, the webmasters were divided and defeated. Until now, a resistance has started, and the bots have been answered. Tune in to join the resistance and learn to fight the good fight and claim your place in the SEO world. From the minds at Mind Development and Design, welcome to the Mind Your SEO podcast. Be prepared to unlock the secrets of Google rankings and dominate your competition with the knowledge provided by your SEO guides, David Brown, Mark Boyd, and Russ Randolph. Mind Your SEO.
Hello and welcome to this week's Mind Your SEO podcast. I'm Mark Boyd here with Russ Randolph and, of course, the SEO man himself, Dave Brown. You might know him as Neo Online. He is the real Neo. We've got some really cool stuff to talk with you about today. If you haven't seen already, there's big news in the SEO world regarding Matt Cutts saying that my blog guest publishers are going to be receiving penalties. And as with any sort of thing like this, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Dave, you've been doing this longer than I have, but as usual, the hype really kind of overshadows the truth. Do you think that would be fair to say?
Yeah, sure. It's really everybody's the Chicken Littles are the sky is falling.
I like that analogy. It's so true.
The rest of us, and that's myself and a lot of our colleagues in the industry that do things according to Google's terms of service already. For example, with my blog guest, if you were using this as a service, and I've used it in the past, that's not the only way that I've ever gotten links back to client sites. We write quality content around a subject matter that's entertaining, thoughtful, helps users looking for information, and we put it on a site that is very similar to our client's site. If you're doing things like that, I don't see this being something that's going to affect you. We have seen hundreds of webmasters talking about this. Oh my gosh, my site's penalized. I got a manual spam penalty. So the sky's falling. You're probably just going out there and just, hey, I've got an article about this and just let me throw it up here on that. And it doesn't really make any sense. And lazy webmasters, well, if I accept this, they'll accept one of mine. And I like to use the analogy. It's not an analogy. It's a real case study from somebody I worked for years ago. He was a diamond dealer out of New York. And this gentleman in particular had hired a different SEO company prior to us. And one of the first things we do, as you guys know, is do a site audit, take a look at their link profile. We don't want any of our clients to ever get into penalty, and knock on wood, none of them have. But in this particular instance, the previous SEO company had a deal with a whole bunch of different tractor companies. So rather than going out and finding quality links for this diamond dealer, he said, oh, I manage these other sites. So he had 150 plus links back to his diamond company from tractor companies. Now, You guys are humans, so we could, for the sake of semantics, say, well, I couldn't buy my John Deere tractor unless I bought my wife a diamond tennis bracelet first. Okay, I can kind of see that, but on the other hand, it's kind of ridiculous. It's a ridiculous reason to get a link back to your site, right? Especially on 150 different tractor sites to a diamond dealer. So Googlebot, at the end of the day, is a robot, and it says diamonds, tractors, does not correlate, penalize, right? That's how robots think. So I probably should have used my robot voice for that. Anyways.
I'd love to hear that. I'd love to hear that sometime.
Man. Yeah. So if you're going out and doing shady link building like that, then really, what did you expect at the end of the day?
Truly.
Do you believe you're following Google's terms of service? Is a link back from a tractor site to a diamond dealer site, is that benefiting anyone other than you trying to game Google's algorithm? Not really. It's not helping. It's shady. The diamond dealer should be on different jewelry sites where they're talking about loose diamonds and things of this nature, because that's what this guy specializes in. There's not a whole bunch of places out there, but you need to go out. You know this, Boyd and Russ, because this is how I trained you guys to do this.
Yep.
Go and look at Technorati, yep, which is like the Google for blogging, the blogosphere, right? You can find some of the top blogs in any industry. Go become a part of that. Go become a part of one of those blogs. Have some thoughtful comments, and then if they have a really great article on, African blood diamonds, and you have some information about that, contact the site owner and say, hey, that was a really great article. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I know you don't have a lot of guest posts, but I think I have a post that would really help this site out, and all I want is a link in the author bio, right? So not spammy. You're not putting in buy loose diamonds as anchor text and linking back to your client site, because that is
right.
You're gaming the algorithm, right?
Right.
So you write up something really thoughtful about African blood diamonds and the loose diamond market and how De Beers owns a major chunk of this, and that's how they control the marketplace and da-da-da. Interesting information that people want to see and want to read. And if it's a part two to something that they already had a successful article about, you're helping out those site's viewers, and you're also at the same time helping out your client by writing a good quality piece of work, because they look at the author and go, oh, these guys do loose diamonds as well. Maybe they come through if they're in the market for loose diamonds. You know what I mean? So those sorts of things, and that's just one analogy. I think if people my blog guests can be extremely spammy. I do think Ann Smarty's done a really good job trying to help with the moderators and trying to keep the spam down.
Well, but you know, if people can try to game the search engine algorithm with Google, with the mighty Google, how can they not try to game a service like my blog guest? And that's kind of what gets me with all the hype with all this, is there have been some people who have been jumping on my blog guest, and it's like, well, wait a second. People are trying to game Google's search algorithm all the freaking time, mm-hmm, and in some cases getting away with it, and Google eventually catches them. But, you know, in this case, it all comes down to integrity. How are you really using my blog guest, and are you using it for the right purposes? If you are using it for guest blogging, are you using it to get links from relevant sites? Are you using it to get your material on relevant sites, whether you're using Google authorship or what have you? Are you really looking for relevancy, or are you just looking for links? And it seems to me like Google is just rooting out those people who are just looking for links, and it tends to be pretty obvious those who are. I mean, do you think that's fair to say?
Absolutely. My blog guest is not a link network.
No.
I think we should probably do a SEO 1 level or SEO 101 level explanation of a link network. 2-3 years ago, one of the main reasons why the Penguin and Panda updates had come out is because people were constantly using link networks. And that would be where you'd go out and you'd get 50 articles, or you'd buy this $20 crappy spin text thing and take one article and make 150 crappy articles out of it. And then you'd take it to a link network or a blog network. So say I'm spammy webmaster. Dave,
by the way, I'm laughing because I'm having flashbacks to when nearly 4 years ago when you and I first started working together, and you were showing me the ropes, and you were showing me some of this stuff you're talking about right now, and you're like, you see this? Don't do this.
Right. This will get you in trouble. And that's one of the main reasons we go out and we look for different C-class IP blocks. So if I'm spammy webmaster Dave and I want to go out and get a unlimited hosting account on DreamHost for, you know, 100 and whatever a year, I can go and buy domains, $10 all day long, crappywebsite.info, secondcrappywebsite.info, and just scrape content. So it looks like there's some stuff there, throw up some AdSense. And then once I have 1,000 of these crappy websites built, Then I go around and start hitting up SEO companies saying, hey, if you'd like to publish, I have guaranteed publishing on this 1,000 websites. I have some in the medical field. I have some in this field. I have some in this field. And whatever the case may be, a lot of them are catch-alls where you're going to read an article about FUBU jackets, and then the next article is going to be about stocks and bonds. The next article is going to be about cryptocurrency, the next article. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's all crap, just for the sake of letting somebody publish a crappy article. The only reason to do that is to get links back to the site.
Yep.
It's very easy for Google to go out and look at the C-class IP block and go, these are all coming from the same place. For those of you that don't know what a C-class is, I'm sure you know what an IP address is. So if you look at 123.456.789, the 123 is your A block, your B block is 456, the 789 is your C block, right? So if I'm on a shared hosting account, everything's going to be coming from a 0.789. And IP addresses are kind of like social security numbers, where they can be used to determine who you are, where you're hosting from, things of that nature. If they see 100 or 1,000 links pointing back to your site from the same IP block, or the same C-class IP block,
yep.
Oh, he's participating in a link scheme. Penalize this fool. And then they go in.
It makes it pretty painfully obvious.
Right.
Yeah.
Then it's very easy for somebody like Google, with the technology that they have, to be able to go and say, wow, it's not just this company, but this guy's selling this to a whole bunch of different SEO people. So all these guys are penalize all of them. They're all participating in a link scheme. Get all this crap out of here. We don't want people to do this. So the penalty, it's no different than if you get in trouble when you're a child and get put in the corner for 5 minutes. If the entire class is being bad, everybody's taking a timeout. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I tell that story and explain what a link network is, or a blog network is, to say that my blog guest is not a blog network. It is a network of people who own blogs. I do believe they have a limit. They don't allow you to post up like 15 different websites or anything else like that, because
right.
That's getting into spammy territory. I don't think you're allowed to put up more than 4 or 5, and they need to be in different verticals and stuff like that. So,
well, the thing it gets me too is, from what I've seen, they've tried to set their standards to actually surpass Google's not just being Google compliant, but going above and beyond. So it really looks like if people are getting penalized through this, I know I'm kind of sticking my neck out here, but I think in a service like that, whether it's my blog guest or another one, you're asking for it. You're doing something you shouldn't be doing if you're getting smacked by this, because any system can be abused.
Right. This is true. And I do believe they're doing everything they can to keep the spam down. And
yeah.
No different than Google. You know, they're not as big as Google, obviously, but Matt Cutts is the head of the spam team. That's an entire team that's fighting spam. That's all they do, day in, day out, right? So it happens to Google, it happens to Yahoo, it happens to Bing, it happens to YouTube, it happens everywhere. How many times have you gone in to try and find a video on YouTube and can't find it? Well, this thing had 3 million views yesterday. 16 other people copied it and put it up so they can get some views and run some AdSense revenue to their pockets. Spam, it's plagiarism, it's crap. Knock it off. You're making the web a worse place. So
right.
There are those of us that do it right. And when this kind of stuff does happen and everybody's running around Chicken Little style, the sky is falling, I will say there was a second there where I was like, oh no, that's not good. And then, it doesn't matter at all. We have zero penalties in our Webmaster Tools account. I'm not going out there trying to egg Google on or anything. At the end of the day, we know what we're doing is
right.
Done to their terms of service and following their guidelines, and we're providing value. We're not doing, we're not even using anchor text links. We've never used anchor text links back to our clients in the last 4 or 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a long time, so... naked links or just an authorship link, right?
We prefer naked links for the obvious reasons.
Right. Because they're sexier.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. We're into sexy links.
There you go. Well, and today's going to be a shorter podcast, so we should probably roll out to our first or our only commercial break, because we're not spammy with commercials either.
But this is true.
We will be right back after these messages.
Google, 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 Google. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these commercial interest endorsements.
Hey, this is Mark Boyd from the Mind Your SEO podcast. You know, there's no worse feeling than someone telling you how bad your website looks, how hard it is to navigate, how busy and amateurish the design is, how, like Bono, they still haven't found what they're looking for. Well, very few businesses know that feeling because people are nice and they won't tell you. They just won't stay on your site and they won't come back. And if there's a problem, you'll only know because your traffic is low. Many of you are making do with a website that you know fits this description, but you don't think you can afford something better. Wrong. Outasites from Mind Development and Design will give your site the sharp, clean, professional web presence you need. And you don't have to be a technical genius to put your own fresh content and blog posts on there, because it's WordPress and we'll show you how to use it. Seriously, we'll show you. Build your own contact forms with ease. Block spammers with a Kismet, probably the best filter there is. Get more love from Google with the Yoast SEO plugin and cutting-edge RDFA, something your competition probably doesn't know about but will by year's end. And before I forget, Outasites are responsive design. They'll look great on any device from PC to smartphones. Ditch those mobile sites, people. They're old news and Google doesn't like them. You want your website to look sharp like Joe Jackson, to navigate well like Lemmy, to get found like Rebecca Black, and to have responsive design so you get better response. Visit MindDevelopmentAndDesign.com or call 717-517-8383 and talk to one of our way cool, groovy, out of sight people to find out how to make your business out of sight.
Mind your SEO.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
Glad you stuck around. We are too. Now back to the Mind Your SEO podcast from the minds at Mind Development and Design.
Hey, welcome back to this week's Mind Your SEO podcast. Very timely, very very urgent, actually, for especially for some of you who may be doing things you shouldn't be doing with regard to getting links to your site. As Dave has told you, and we've been telling you on the podcast here, I mean, link building as it used to be years ago has been dead for years. But people, as SEO evolves, as the internet evolves, or excuse me, Dave, as the internet's evolves, everything changes, and people are looking for the next big thing. They're looking for the next way to either utilize the system realistically, or they're looking for a way to game the system. And guest blogging has really been under the microscope for quite some time. As many of you have heard, we've been talking about in the first part of this podcast, and we'll continue to talk about this, is guest blogging is really under Google's microscope. It seems that My Blog Guest has been smacked by Google here recently, but it really brings up the question: how are you using what you're using? Because my argument has been with all of this, and it actually bothered me when I saw Matt Cutts when I saw Matt Cutts comment that, you know, when we take action on a spammy link network, it can include blogs, hosting guest posts, sites benefiting from the links, etc. And it bothers me, the term spammy link network, because a network like MyBlogGuest is not spammy in and of itself. It's all in how you use it. I mean, what I know about MyBlogGuest and what Ann Smarty has done there is they have gone above and beyond trying to be compliant with Google. However, just like Google gets spammed all the time, just like Google gets gamed all the time, MyBlogGuest gets gamed. And it's bothered me to see, you know, to see the word spammy being used with a forum like MyBlogGuest. There are a lot of them out there. And when you start throwing out descriptives like that, it really gets down to the intention of the forum itself. And that's what bothers me about it, because any good forum with good purpose and that can be used for proper, good, and Google-compliant reasons, any of those systems can be gamed. If the Google search algorithm itself can be gamed, then really, you know, who are they to look down on other people who may be gamed underneath them? And that's kind of the way I look at this whole MyBlogGuest thing, because you've got people who are using a forum like that legitimately, and then you've got people who are going in there to just get random links from anywhere. And that's where you have to step back. If you are guest blogging and you're seeing all these articles about this online, whether you're using MyBlogGuest or whether you're going through some other means, whatever that means may be, you have to stop right now and ask yourself, why am I doing what I'm doing? Am I doing this? Am I looking for guest blog posts strictly to get links back to my site or my client's site, whatever the case may be? And the truth of the matter there is, in most cases, you are trying to get links, but that's where integrity comes into play, and that's where the purity of your purpose comes into play.
Exactly. You know, Boyd, we all know each other, and we're good guys, and we have our clients' best interest in everything that we do. That's we're trying to make them successful. But the reality of it is the majority of I'm not going to say majority. I hope the majority of SEO guys out there are doing the right thing, but I think there's a good portion of them that don't care. They know exactly what they're doing.
Absolutely.
They're gaming the system, and they're doing it with a clear conscience because they don't give a shit.
They don't.
They don't.
It's the old mentality. If you throw enough shit against the wall, some of it's going to stick, right? So the moderators are in there doing what they can, and these guys have the mindset of, well, if one link is good, then 5,000 is even better. Let's throw some crap out there. And until they get rooted out on the internal system, some of that's going to be there. It's going to be up. Some of it's going to slip past their moderators. They can't go over every single blog post. It's next to impossible. So users as well, if the users aren't reporting them and saying, hey, this guy's sending some really crappy, spammy stuff through, you should take a look at this, and brings it to the moderator's attention, you know, it's community-driven. And if that's not taking place, then there are only so many people on the mod team. They can only take care of so much. And I do want to bring something up real quick. This is what other people, you know, there may be people listening to this and going, oh, thank God I've never used MyBlogGuest. I use Guest Blogger, or I use this.
It doesn't freaking matter.
MyBlogGuest is sitting at the top of the guest blogging hill for services. There's about 9 or 10 others out there that are fairly large. Just because your site didn't get penalized today, if you're doing these kinds of things on a different service, hold on to your seat, because
it's coming.
Yeah. So I think really what we should do, I mean, we can beat this dead horse. Dave Davies and Jim Hedger are good friends. They do Webcology on webmasterradio.fm. Always give them a listen if you get a chance. They're going to have Matt Cutts on today to discuss the MyBlogGuest debacle. I think because we do have a short one here today, I'd like to just show you guys something you can do. And it's completely free. You don't have to sign up for monthly fees with my blog guest or anything. Not that I'm trying to run business away from them, but
here's you can send all money that you save. You can convert it into Dogecoin and send it to dave@minddnd.com.
No, I'd actually have to go to my blog address. We are all busy mining Doge. We love Doge and the Reddit community and all that good stuff. So, anywho, one of the things that you can do in a site command, which is very easy, say you have a client that sells, or maybe you own a store that sells leather chaps for cowboys. Pretty small vertical there. I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of people in the South that buy leather chaps, or maybe I'm just not that interesting because I don't own a pair. Anywho, you can go into Google and type in leather chaps as a search, and then in quote, you know, leather space chaps, and then space quotation mark guest post or guest blogger. Take your pick, guest post, guest blogger, and then, you know, put another quote at the end. And what that will do, that will sort out the quotations is going to give you an exact match on Google. So what that'll do is that'll pull up any sites where somebody is talking about leather chaps in a guest post on somebody's site. So go visit the site. Take a look at it. Does it look like a spammy made-for-AdSense site? Does it look like a decent site? Is it some? Is it cowboyroundup.com, and they're talking about these are the best leather chaps money can buy, and you know, you can get your Stetson here, and you can get your this and that there, and your Tony Lama's there.
Dave, do you think it's fair to tell people, trust your gut when you go to a site? Because most, I know there are exceptions to this, but most spammy sites, once you land on them, You know. You well, know I, something's not right.
Right. Ugh. This is Yeah, if you wouldn't read the blog yourself, why would you put up an article for yourself or for your client?
Yes.
That's this should be covered in our Common Sense Isn't That Common After All course. It's just not. So, yeah, if you, and it may take you a half an hour or an hour of digging through crappy results and going, wow, these are all crap. You know, and even some of them, when they say, hey, we do guest write for us or publish an article, a lot of these have a page of instruction where it says, if you're just writing an article to get a link back to your site because you're a spammy SEO or SEM guy, piss off. I've actually read that on websites before. I'm like, awesome. So, you know, and they have requirements. It must be at least 500 words in length, and you're not to put more than one link in it. We prefer just an author bio, not a bunch of spammy links back to your site. Those are people that are doing it right. And writing guest posts and getting your marketing message out to people in a different area that may have never read your site before, that's how you attract new users, is going out and networking with other like-minded people. And that's what Google does want. So if we make some of the best dang chaps out there, I don't know why I went off on this. I am originally from Texas.
I think you have a chaps fetish, man.
Yeah. No, I was just...
I'm wearing chaps right now, big boy.
And Tony Lamas and all this other stuff. And probably some people going, Dave doesn't have a southern drawl. Put me in a ripple of Texans and it comes back in about 20 minutes. But yeah, I was born and raised in Arlington, Texas. So been in Washington long enough, that's worn off. But point being, if you go out and you spend your time, you do your due diligence, that's how you should be finding places to guest post. Guest posting and guest blogging is not dead at all. I used this analogy with you guys the other day, and I know Jay Leno is no longer doing The Tonight Show, but at the time I made the analogy, he was. So let's say Jimmy Fallon. if it's just Jimmy Fallon doing an hour of monologue every night, you're not going to tune in to watch that. You're tuning in to see his guests and how he interacts with them.
I love this analogy, by the way.
So if you so think of your site as The Tonight Show, you need to get other people in. It's good to have other people in your industry writing on your blog as well. So don't be that webmaster. It's like, oh, I just want to get guest posts out there so I can get the links and screw anybody else that wants to put something up on my site because I'm the expert. Then it, you turned into Jimmy Fallon doing an hour of stand-up. And no offense to Jimmy Fallon. I think he's a funny guy, but I couldn't watch him 5 days a week doing 5 hours of stand-up.
Oh, my God, no. I'm sitting here thinking about, I'm a huge Jim Gaffigan fan, and I've got both of his DVDs. My wife, Dolores, took me to see him 2 years ago up in Hershey, Pennsylvania. It was a great show, but half of his show was jokes that I had heard on those DVDs. And just from that, you learn that even the best comedians, they can't come up with an hour's worth of material every stinking night.
Right.
It's just not there. You've got to have other input, as you're saying.
Takeaways for this one. Go listen to Webcology today. Be mindful of your SEO and karma. Don't just expect to receive. Also give to others. You know, so if somebody approaches you and says, hey, I've got a really good post that lines up with yours that was really popular, give them a shot. See what it does. And then maybe you don't have to worry about curating so much content. So with that, today's episode is going to be a little short. I have a meeting I have to run into right this minute. So for the Minds It, Mind Your SEO podcast, this is David.
This is Doge.
And this is Russ.
We'll see you guys next week. Take care.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, remember, turn on, tune in, and rank.